Shalom to all! Today's daf is Yerushalayim Pesachim daf Ayin Vav. We're starting right at the top of the Amud, and Vilna's first daf is near the end of Samach Gimel Amud Beis with the words Nitan Yisrael living in his base of Bechira. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we're discussing who gets pushed out the Pesach Sheni. The general rule was that a Yachid, an individual who's Tame, will get pushed out the Pesach Sheni. A Tzibur, though, will not. If they're Tame, they'll do Pesach Rishon and not get pushed out the Pesach Sheni. We had said that that's going to be Machloikes, and here that's where we have it. This Brisa tells as follows: Nitan Yisrael living let's say the Yidin were given permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash in between Pesach Rishon and Sheni. What's the din? Yachid is a Pesach Sheni, v'ein Tzibur is a Pesach Sheni. Only a Yachid is going to do Pesach Sheni, but not the Tzibur, because we don't push the Tzibur off the Pesach Sheni. However, Rabbi Yehuda says Tzibur is a Pesach Sheni, the Tzibur will do Pesach Sheni. Where do we see this? Shekem Mitzinu b'Chizki she'asa Pesach Sheni. We find by Chizki HaMelech that he did Pesach Sheni. Hadav d'chsev, that's Pshat and Pasuk. Kimar b'so'am Rabbis Mefraim Menashe v'Goymer. There was many of the people, many from Mefraim Menashe v'Chulu. They hadn't been mitar themselves yet in time for Pesach Rishon, and therefore says Rabbi Yehuda, they did Pesach Sheni. Now let's just pause and explain where this is coming from. Chizki HaMelech was a big tzaddik, and he created a massive tshuva movement in Klal Yisrael because his father and many previous kings had turned everyone to Avod Zara. They even brought Avod Zara into the Beis HaMikdash, and so when Chizki decided to bring everyone to do tshuva, they began this huge cleanup of the Beis HaMikdash, which was full of Avod Zara, and people simply wouldn't have been tahor in time for Pesach Rishon. Therefore, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of this pasuk, they ended up doing Pesach Sheni. Now we continue talking about this istanei tani, those taught in the that we're going to be ma'abar the year. We're going to add another Adar to the year, making it an Ibar Yar, a leap year, because of Toma. Meaning the Chum know, for whatever reason, that everyone's going to be Tomei by Pesach Rishon. Instead of doing it b'Toma, they just add another month in, giving enough time to do b'Tahara, and therefore it's just going to be done a month later. It's still going to be Nisan, because they added in an Adar, they extended the end of the previous year, but it's still going to be later, so that everyone could do b'Tahara. However, Israel Tani, those that teach, in Ma'abar Nesashonim B'nei HaToma, that we do not extend the year because of Toma, even though we know that most of Am Yisrael is going to be Tamei by Pesach Rishon. We're not going to push off the year and add another month and make it a leap year. Everyone's just going to do Pesach Rishon b'Toma. Now we continue discussing this in context of Chizkiya, when we had just mentioned, made this whole tshuva process, and this pasuk that we had quoted before, that many people were Tamei, then tells us, ki achlos ha-Pesach b'loi ka-kosov, that they ate the Karban Pesach b'loi ka-kosov, against that which is written, meaning there was something wrong that happened over here. How do we understand this? And pay attention to the girsa change. Manda Amar, ein ma'abar nasashon b'nei ha-toma, according to Manda Amar, that we do not make a leap year, we don't extend the year because of Toma, Mina, his source is from this pasuk, which tells us, Kiachos HaPesach, like a Kosov. They ate the Pesach against that which is written. Clearly, according to this man, the Amar, and the way he understands the pasuk, is that Chizki extended the year. He made a leap year because everyone was Tamei, and so he ended up doing Pesach Rishon. They didn't do Pesach Sheni, it was Pesach Rishon, and that's what he did wrong. He shouldn't have extended it because of Toma. But now the question is, man, the Amar, the Ma'abr Nasashonim B'nei HaToma, according to the man, the Amar, that we are allowed to extend the year because of Toma, so Ma'amakayim, Kiachos HaPesach, like a Kosov. How do we understand this pasuk? That they ate the Karban Pesach against that which is written. It's perfectly fine. Chizki was allowed to extend the year because of Toma. What did he do wrong? The answer is Sheibur was Nisan. He was Ma'abar Nisan. It was already Nisan. It already began the new year, and then he extended it. And Ve'enim Ober El Adar, the only way to do it properly is to extend Adar before it becomes the new year. While it's still Adar, you could add in another Adar and Adar Sheni. But once it becomes Nisan, you're not allowed to extend it. And that's understanding the Pasuk. And further explaining this, Va'asei Kai D'mar Reb Simon Reb Zavdi, this is just like Reb Simon said, the name Reb Zavdi, Gulgaltai Shel Aron. They found the Gugoylas, the skull of Aron HaYivusi, underneath the Mizbeach. We know that David HaMelech bought the Gairin of Aron HaYivusi, and that's actually where the Mizbeach was, and they found his Gugoylas, his skull, underneath the Mizbeach, making the majority of the Kaihanim Tamei. And so according to this, there was no reason to push anybody off to Pesach Sheni, because they were all Tamei Mida'ai Raisa, because of Thomas Meis, and wasn't Thomas HaVayda Zara. Now once we mention Chizki, we just continue discussing this, Ksiv, it says in the Pasek, V'yachilu b'echel l'chadish rishon l'kadesh, b'yom shmayna l'chadesh, they began on the first of the month to be Mekadesh. On the 8th of the month, they continued, and the pasuk continues that they didn't fully clean out the Beis HaMikdash. They weren't Mekadesh it until the 16th of Nisan. So the question is, they really were able to clear out all of the Zara that was there in one day. Why did it take them longer than that? So Ravid, he answers, that's because of all the images of the Kazdim that were engraved in colored paints. That's what Vashashar means, with colored paints in the Zara and in the Beis HaMikdash. It was very hard to scrape them off, and so that's why it took so long to clean out the Beis HaMikdash. We continue discussing, Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Kol Levavai Heichen Lidrash Olekim Hashem Lekei Avaisav, that he set his whole heart, Kol Levavai, in order to seek out Hashem, the God of his fathers. And the key over here is the end of the pasuk that says, V'loi Ketaharas HaKodesh, that he wasn't successful in Taharas HaKodesh. Now, what does that mean? So, Reb Simon Bar Zavdi, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani, they argue about this. Chadam, or one of them says, Afilu Asa Kam Taharas HaKodesh, that although Chizkiya did so much in regards to cleaning everything out and being Metar the Yidden from Avodah Zarah, Lo Yatzei Dei Taharas HaKodesh, he wasn't successful 100%. There's still was a little bit of Avodah Zarah left. And so according to this pshat, we say that Kol Levavo Hechin L'Drash, he put in his 100% effort to cleaning out Avodah Zarah. He just simply wasn't successful because people managed to hide it from him. Whereas Zochrona Amar, the other one, says that no, Afilu Kol Ma'asim Tovim She'asa, even though he did so many good things, Lo Yatzei Idei Taharas HaKodesh, he still wasn't successful in cleaning it out. And this is actually the opposite understanding, that he didn't put his 100% effort in. Even though he did really great and he invested so much in trying to clean out Avodah Zarah, he didn't put his 100% effort in, and that's why he wasn't successful. Now, once we're on the topic of Chizkiyah, we mentioned something that has relevance to this. Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda. There were six things that Chizkiyah did. Al Shloish HaHoyduloi, Al Shosh HaLoi HaHoyduloi. There were three things Chacham agreed to him, and there were three things Chacham did not agree to him. Ve'ilu Shloish HaHoyduloi. These are the three things they agreed to him. Kitas Nechash HaNechashas VaHoyduloi. He crushed and ground up the copper snake, and they agreed to him this was a good idea. This is referring to Nechash HaNechashas that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar when Am Yisrael was being bitten by snakes. So Hashem told him, make a snake, put it on a pole, and everyone who looks up to the snake is going to be healed. And as explained, it doesn't mean they're healed by looking at a snake. It's because they looked up to Shemayim and realized that everything's from Hashem, and they did tshuva, and that's why they were healed. Now, later on, people started serving the snake as an Avodah Zarah, as if it has healing properties, and therefore Chizkiyah grounded up, and the Chacham agreed to him. Also, Gir Atzmos Aval Mizrach Chavam Vahedulai, he dragged the bones of his father on a bed of ropes, and they agreed to him. This is also a good idea. Achaz, his father, was a Rasha who got everyone to do Avodah Zarah in order to degrade his father, not show him Kavod, as part of his punishment for being Mesuzu Mediach Am Yishal Tavod Zarah. That's what Chizkiyah did, and the Chacham agreed to him. And also, Ganas Tavlos Refuos Vahedulai, he hid away the tablet of Refuos, and they agreed to him. This was a tablet or a book, according to some Gersais, that Shlomo HaMelech had, that all sorts of Refuos, ways that people can heal themselves, and they were just using this, and they weren't davening to Hashem when they were sick, so he hid it away. Now, Ve'ilu Shaloi Hedulai, these are the things they did not agree to him. I involve on Bez on top, Kitzes Dalsus Hechel Vloi Hedulai, he cut off the doors of the Hechel, and he sent him to Sancheirav Melech Ashur as part of a bribe to not come to Yerushalayim. They didn't agree to him. He should have trusted in Hashem, and saw some as Moitza Megichon Vloi Hedulai, he closed up the source of the Gichon spring. That's also because he wanted to stop Sancheirav Melech Ashur from getting to it, and they didn't agree to him because he should have had trust in Hashem. And lastly, Ibar Nisan B'Nisan Vloi Hedulai, we had just mentioned this before, he extended the year already. Once they got to Nisan, he just added on another month, and they didn't agree to him either. Now we go back to our original discussion of pushing off a Yachid to Pesach Sheni and not a Tzibur. So Gemara tells us about a case. Let's say half the Tzibur was Zavim and half of them were Tamei Meis. As we said before, even if the majority of Tzibur was Zavim, they're not going to do Pesach Rishon B'Tumah, only if they're Tamei Meis. So half were Tamei Meis and half were Tamei Zav. Rav Adar Rav Amar, he tells us, Zavim Nasim Eitzel Tmeim, Kitmeim Eitzel Tahirim. The Zavim in regards to Tmeim are like Tmeim in regards to Tahirim, and therefore pay attention to the gears of change. About Tahirim Eisenus Rishon, Tahirim do the Rishon, which basically means that the ones who are Tamei Meis, they do Pesach Rishon, Vezavim Nitchal Pesach Sheni, and Zavim get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. However, Rav Chana Amar, Rav Chana argues and says that no, ain't Tashlumin of Pesach Abba Betoma, there's no Tashlumin for Pesach Abba Betoma. When the majority of Am Yisrael keeps Pesach Rishon because it's Betoma, so whoever wasn't able to do Pesach Rishon for whatever reason, they do not do Pesach Sheni. There's no Tashlum in such a case. Therefore, according to Rav Chana, the Zavim are not going to do Pesach Sheni, not Rishon and not Sheni. On to another case, Hayat Tzibur Ruben Tahar Mumutan Tameim. Let's say the majority of the Tzibur is Tahar, just a minority is Tamei, so obviously that minority is going to do Pesach Sheni. But then what happened? Umesu Menat Tahirim Bein Shechita Lezrika. Some of the Tahirim died in between Shechita the Pesach and Zrikas Hadam, and now the tide was turned in favor of the Tameim, and there's more Tameim than Tahirim. Achar Miat Mahalech. Who do you go after? Achar Shechita, Achar Zrika. Do you follow the Shechita, and that means it's a Pesach Haba B'Tahara, or do you follow the Zrika, and since we're holding before Zrika, and now there's more Tameim, it would be a Pesach Haba B'Toma, and that's what the Gemara says right now. In Tamer Achar Shechita, if you want to say you follow after Shechita, ain't an Oysen B'Toma, so it's not going to be done B'Toma, because the Shechita was done when the majority of Am Yisrael was B'Tahara. Whereas in Tamer Achar Zrika, if you're going to say that we follow the Zrika of the Dam, Oysen B'Toma, then everyone will do B'Toma, because now already the tide has been shifted, and the majority is Tamei now, and they will do Pesach Rishon B'Toma. Here we have the exact opposite case. Hayat Tzibur Ruben Tameyin Umayutan Tahirin. The majority of the Tzibur was Tamei, so they're going to do Pesach Rishon B'Toma, and the Miyut is Tahar. Umesumen at Tameyin Ben Shechita Zrika, and then some of the Tameyin died in between Shechita and Zrika, turning the tide in favor of the Tahirim. Achar Miyat Mahalech. Who do you go after? Achar Shechita, Achar Zrika. We follow the Shechita or the Zrika. And here once again, the Nafkamina is in Tamer Achar Shechita. If you want to say we follow the Shechita, well then Oysen B'Toma, everyone's going to still do B'Toma, even though the majority is currently Tahar. Whereas in Tamer Achar Zrika, if you're going to say we follow the Zrika, ain't an Oysen B'Toma, they don't do B'Toma. And now the minority of people are Tameh get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. And moving on to Halacha Beis, we continue discussing Dinim of whose Pasuk from doing Pesach Rishon and is going to go on to Pesach Sheni. And one of the things that the Pasuk mentioned is Derech HaChayka. Someone's far away, they're simply not able to bring the Karan Pesach in time. So the Mishnah asks, Ve'ezuhi Derech HaChayka, what does that mean that they're far away? Answer, Minat Maidias V'Lachot, from the place Maidias and beyond. This place was 15 mil outside Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. So if they're that far, they're Potter. And Uchumidas al Choruach is that distance from Yerushalayim in any direction. It's not just Medias. Medias is only in one direction. Is this distance any direction from Yerushalayim? Div Rebbe Kiva, that's Rebbe Kiva. Whereas Rebbe Lezer, and Rebbe Lezer says, no, Meskupas Azar Belachot. If the person's even outside the Iskupa, the threshold of the Azara, they're considered to be Bederch Chayka. Now Rebbe Yossi says, Lefikach Nakar al Hey. That's why there's a dot above the letter Hey of the word Rechayka. In the Sefer Torah, you'll see that there's a dot there. Lime, that's to tell you, Lime Nishi Rechayka Vadai. It doesn't have to be the person's actually physically very far away from Yerushalayim. Elam Eskupas Azara Velachot. They only have to be from outside the threshold of Azara, and they're already considered Bederch Chayka. And the Gemara tomorrow is going to explain where Rebbe Yossi gets this from. So first, the Gemara discusses Shitas Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Simeon says, Ispalgan Rebbe Rabu Bar Kapara, Rebbe Rabu and Bar Kapara argue in Shitas Rebbe Kiva what that means, Derech Chayka. Chad number one says, Kedesh Yav Yoichal, that if the person is within the distance of Yerushalayim, that he can come and eat the Karban Pesach in its proper time, so then he's not considered Derech Chayka. Whereas Rechona Amar, the other one says, Kedesh Yav Yizraik, that if he's within the distance of Yerushalayim, that he could come and do Zrikas Hadama the Pesach, so then he has the Chiyuv, if not, not. Now, what's the difference? So according to the first opinion of Kedesh Yav Yoichal, even if he's further away from Yerushalayim, he has to simply be able to get there by Chatzos in the middle of the night, because that's when he's able to eat it, which means they would have to shech the Karban Pesach for him, do Zrikas Hadam, and then he'll just come into Yerushalayim later, and he's still chayiv to eat the Karban Pesach, then he's not considered to be there chayka. Whereas according to the second man, Amar Kedesh Yav Yizraik, he has to only be able to make it in by nightfall to be able to have the Zrikas Hadam done for him while he's there. But if he's further away than that, then he's Potter. Now we further clarify, even according to the first man, Amar, that he has to be able to come and eat it to be chayiv, if not, he's Potter. And he still has to be within 2,000 amos of the Tchum before it gets dark, because even if technically he is able to walk in from where he is and get there in the middle of the night to eat the Pesach in time, if he's more than 2,000 amos away, so then he's Potter, because that's Tchum Shabbos. He can't walk more than 2,000 amos out, so that's also a cheshbon that has to be taken into consideration. Continuing to discuss this, Amar Rav Zaira says, "Mitanayit Haman, we have a brayso over there. Hayu Nosun Ma'amidias Lefnim. Let's say he's within Ma'amidias, he's close enough to Yerushalayim, but Viraglav Rois, he has bad legs, which means his legs are sickly. He's simply not able to walk. So Yochel Yechayev, you might think that he's Chayev Kares if he doesn't bring the Karban Pesach because he's within this distance of Medias towards Yerushalayim. And on this, Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph on the top, Tom Lemmer, the Pasuk says, V'chadal, and he refrained from doing the Pesach, that's when he's going to be Chayev Kares, Yatzezesh Shalai Chadal. It excludes this person who didn't refrain from doing the Pesach. He didn't do it on purpose. He simply is not able to get there because his legs are bad. And so even though he's within the required distance that would be Mechayev him, since he physically is unable to get there because of his legs, he's not Chayev Kares for not bringing the Pesach. And also, let's say he's beyond Maidias, he's far away, but he has a horse. You might think that he's Chayev Kares if he doesn't come in time. And let's say he walks, he doesn't ride, he parks his horse and decides to come in by foot, and obviously he's not able to make it in time then. You might think that he's Chayev and that he really should have taken the horse. That's why the Pasuk says, he wasn't on the road. It excludes this person who was on the Derech, even though he decided not to take his horse and he's walking, and that's why he's Potter. Not a problem. He's not Chayev Kares. He doesn't have a Chiv to take his horse to make it there in time. One more limit about this. Let's say he was within Maidias, close to Yerushalayim, before 6 hours of the day. And we know that it's at 6 hours of the day, which is Chatzos, that's when we start bringing the Karban Pesach, but not beforehand. And then what did he do? He left beyond Maidias, beyond this distance, before 6 hours came. So he wasn't yet Chayiv to bring the Karban Pesach. You might think that he's Chayiv Kares for not bringing the Pesach. So the Pasuk says, and refrained from doing it Bedafka. That's only Hechadol B'Shasa Siyo Chayiv. If he Dafka refrained from doing the Pesach at the time that we're able to do the Karban Pesach, which is from 6 hours and on, so then he's Chayiv. But Shaloi B'Shasa Siyo Potter. If he refrained from doing it, Shaloi B'Shasa Siyo, which is before 6 hours, he's not Chayiv and can't even bring the Karban Pesach if he wanted to. It's too early, so he's Potter. And even though he was there, and if he would have waited a little bit, he would have been Chayiv. He left before he was Chayiv, so he's not Chayiv in this case either. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow explaining Shitas Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.